In Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu continues to tell Teichacha Musar to the Yidden before Zistalkus. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues on repeating the history of what happened with Yidden throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. And he starts repeating in great length the whole story of Chet HaEgel. What happened with the Chet HaEgel and what happened afterwards where he came down from the mountain and he broke the Luchas and he davened to the Eibishter. And the Eibishter finally told him to make a second pair of Luchas. And after the Torah concludes, Moshe Rabbeinu concludes this whole arichas about what happened with the Chet HaEgel and the Luchas, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav, Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to speak about the Chatayim that Yidden sinned, the Chet HaYidden sinned after the Istakos of Aron HaKohen. He's starting to say the story of the Chet HaEgel, which is something which happened in the beginning of the 40 years in the Midbar, which the Chet HaEgel happened right after Yidden left Mitzrayim, and the Psal L'chosh N'luch Savarim Kodeshenim happened on Yom Kippur, right after Yidden left Mitzrayim. And here he goes over to the other extreme, to the end of the 40 years, what happened after the stalkers of Aron HaKohen, which was an Aleph of, right before, by the end of the 40 years. Why is he jumping from the beginning to the end? Says Rashi right away that Mesha was Samach, the Teichicha, of what happened of Mrs. Ad, after Mrs. Aron, to the Shvirtz HaLuchas Leimar, to tell us that Kasha Misasan Shatzadik Mifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu came Shinishtabra Be'aluchas. He's giving us a message over here. What's he telling us? That these two events, although they occurred time-wise very far one from another, 40 years apart one from another, but you should know that they're equally painful and hard, kavyachol, for the Eibishter. The same way we understand that the inyan of Shviras HaLuchas was a horrible thing that occurred, that caused, was kashal lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing, and equally, the same pain is for the Eibishter by misasan shal tzadikim. In other words, according to the Pashas, the way we understand it, Rashi, the idea of what happened by Shviras HaLuchas and what happened by Misasan Shal Tzadikim are two separate ideas which aren't connected one to another. Never then, the pain, the way they caused the Eibishter, in other words, seemingly a sort of external factor, so the Eibishter relates to these two events, that's where they are, Kasha, that's where they are painful and equally painful one to another. But since everything in Teda has to be a Inyan Amiti, so therefore the fact that the Teda compares the breaking of the luchas to misasan shal tzadikim, muzman zogin, that is not just the word that they're compared with their effect, how they affect kaviyachol the Eibishter, none of the contrary. Shviras HaLuchas and misasan shal tzadikim are the same idea, that when we look into the teichin pnimi of what really happened by Shviras HaLuchas, and what's really the idea of misasan shal tzadikim, we'll understand that the teichin pnimi shebehem is really the same thing. And that's why they're equally painful for the Eibishter. It's not two separate occurrences which are equally painful for the Eibishter. No, it's one idea, and it's one inyan which is kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, but then it played out, one in the beginning of the 40 years with the Chet HaEgel, and one by the end of the 40 years with the Misav Aron HaKohen. Noch merer, from the fact that the Teda is mashva two inyan and one to another, it's not just that they're compared in their teichin and their inyan pnimi, nor all the pratim of the inyan also have to be compatible one to another. That means all the inyanim which occurred, not just the general idea which happened by Shviras HaLuchas, nor the pratim that happened by Shviras HaLuchas are also identical to the inyan pnimi of Misasan Shal Tzadikim and to the pratim of the inyan of Misasan Shal Tzadikim. And because they're so identical in their inyan pnimi and all their pratim, therefore they're equally kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to understand the deep comparison that there is between the idea of Shviras HaLuchas and Misasan Shal Tzadikim, we have to take a deeper look onto what really occurred and what's really the idea of the Shviras HaLuchas, and only then we'll be able to understand why are they equally kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we get to the Shviras HaLuchas, we find something very interesting. On one hand, like self-understood, that the inyan of Shviras HaLuchas is a great tragedy that happened to Yidden. Not k'dekach, when the Mishnah wants to be meina the Einyonim that happened in Shavasa B'Tamuz, that it's a day which is in Chayiv B'Tainis, the first thing that the Mishnah considers is the idea that Shavasa B'Tamuz was Nishbero Aluchas. It's a terrible thing that happened. On the other hand, we find something very interesting. We find that in Shviras HaLuchas there was a Nakuda, which was also a positive Nakuda, which that is, that the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Baal Eischa that V'arein Bris Hashem Helich Lifneim, that the Aron of the Eibishter would go in front of the Yidden, Limulchama. What exactly is this Arein Bris Hashem? So there's a Machlekes, what exactly it is. But Rashi brings up in Pashas Baal Eischa from the Sefri that holds that it was the Arun Kipshutei. Which Arun Kipshutei would go in front of Yidin L'Melchama? So there's a day in the Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Glili holds that it was Dafka, the Arun, that had in it the Shibri Luchis. Just a little bit of background, what's the Vart over here? In this week's Pasha, we find that the Eibishter talk in this Perek, where the Eibishter tells Meshe Rabbeinu to make new luchis, the Eibishter tells him right away in Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, he tells us that the Eibishter tells him, Vayimer Hashem Elai, P'salucha shnei luchis avanim karishenim v'alei alai ahara, make from the tzivim negeh to the luchis shneis, and the Pasuk concludes, and he says that the Eibishter told Meshe Rabbeinu, v'sisa lucha arein eitz, you should make yourself an arun of eitz. And the way Rashi explains and Tesis explains by Lichis, that over here this we're talking about, this was by Yom Kippur. This was way before, this was right before the Eibishter told Meshe Rabbeinu that Tzivoy v'asalim midrash hashchanti b'seichem, which was only after Meshe Rabbeinu came down from the har. And this is before Yom Kippur. And even before Yom Kippur, the Eibishter tells Meshe Rabbeinu that he should make an Arin. This is not the Arin which was part of the Tzivoy of making the Mishkan. The Arun, which is part of the Tzivah making the Mishkan, that was the Arun Shalzov. And that was something which was created through Bezalel. And like Rashi tells us over there in those parashiyas, that Bezalel first created the Mishkan and only then created the Arun. In other words, the Arun was something which was created much later, that Arun. Over here, the Eibishter gave Meshe Rabbeinu a special Tzivui that he should make an Arun of Eitz. And this Arun was ready right away, right after Meshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain on Yom Kippur. So in this Arun Shal Eitz, Meshe Rabbeinu put in the Luchas Shnius. And in this Arein Shel Eitz, Meshe Rabbeinu also put in the Shivri Luchas Harishenis. A couple months later, when the Mishkan was ready and the Arun was ready, Meshe Rabbeinu took the Luchas Shnius and he put that in the Arun Shel Zav, which that went into the Kedesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan. The says that throughout the years, by Yidden, there was constantly two Arenas. There was one Arin, an Arin Shel Zav, which was created by Bezalel, which that stood in the Kedesh HaKadoshim. And that had the Luchas Achrenis. And that Arin wasn't allowed to be taken on Melchama. And there was one event that Yidden did take it to Melchama, and tragedies happened from it and so on. That's one Arin. Over here, there was a second Arin. There was an Arin of Eitz. And in this Arin of Eitz, there was a Shivri Luchas. And on this Arun Shel Eitz, which happened to Shivri Luchas, the Eibishter says, "V'arein bris Hashem heilich lifneiam," that when Yidden would go out to war or lifnei machan, when they would travel, this Arun with the Shivri Luchas would go in front of the Yidden. Interesting that this was a seder which went on from the Midbar for hundreds of years until Shlema HaMelech. Once Shlema HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and he built finally the Makim Kavua of the Ashras Ashkina in Yerushalayim, so then they transferred also the Shivri Luchas, and the Luchas and the Shivri Luchas were both in the Arun in the Kedesh HaKadoshim. But until then, there was the Arena Eitz which had in it the Shivri Luchas, and that's something which went in front of Yidin LaMulchama. So back to our Inyan, we find over here something very interesting, that the Shivri Luchas is something that Yidin took with them LaMulchama. The Chura, what's the Pel over here? The Chura is the Inyan of Pili Ployim. Yidin are going over here LaMulchama. And b'shas, you didn't go to Melchama, the self-understood thing is that b'shas, you go to Melchama, you need any schus to be melamed on Yidden, you're tafke looking for the schusim of Yidden. And that's the kach, we find later talking Chumash Dvar and Pashat Kiseitse, that the Eibishter tells Meshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden a special tzivui, that Kiseitse la Melchama, the dafke in a time that you're going to go, Kiseitse machan alivecha, dafke in a time, then you're going to go to our Inyan of Melchama, there's a special tzivui. You're going to get to a special zehidus in the Yanam of Tumah V'Tara. And like the Pasuk over there concludes, that Ki Hashem lekech mesalich v'kerev machanecha, la'atzilcha v'lasu zeivecha lifanecha v'hoi machanecha kodesh. The dafka, because it's in the time of Melchama, and you need Eibishter's help to go in front of you, to help you, and you should be able to conquer your enemies. Therefore, you have to have a special zehidus in the Yanam of Gdusha, in order that you should be able to be a limut schus when you get to the alicha l'melchama. So in other words, what do we see from here? That at times that Yidden are going to Melchama, it's a time that Yidden are vulnerable. It's a time that Yidden need the most chusim that's possible. What are they taking with them? They're taking with them an Arin, which has the Shivri Luchas. Why are these Luchas subrachen? Why are they broken? Because of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is the worst of the Avedis that Yidden has ever done. Ad Kedekach, that Meshe, the Eibishter tells Meshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kiseitse, B'shas, he said that he's going to forgive the Yidden for now for doing the Chet HaEgel, but the Ebeshet says right away, and Rinashi explains right away that what does it mean that when I'm going to remember them, I'm going to remember this Aveda too. In other words, that throughout the generations, there are going to be different Piranis that the Ebeshet is going to bring on Yidden. Says Rashi that there's no Piranis that come on Yidden. She'aim b'ksas b'piran avena egel. Notice the chet of the egel is such a bad chet that in all scenarios and throughout all the generations, mekenish upsalon, it's something we can never pay up, the harm that the chet of egel accomplished. In other words, that the chet of egel has in it something seemingly so negative. And dafke in a time when we're going to Melchama, that we're looking for the biggest limud schus, dafke then we take the arin, v'arim b'ris Hashem heilich lifneim, what type of arin? The arin which has shivre luchis, an inyan which l'chura reminds us of the worst chet of Yidden. Nachmerer, not the... Who are those that are going to Melchama? So we know that in Parshas Shaftim, there's a big arichis that the Torah tells us, what was the seder before Yidden will go to Melchama? So over there, the Torah goes into great detail that before Yidden will go to Melchama, the Kriyam Mashuach, and afterwards the Sheitrim would get up in front of Yidden and make certain proclamations to Yidden, that they should know before they go to Melchama. The last Hachraza that the Sheitrim would speak to the Am before, to the Tzavah, before they would go to Melchama, says the Torah, that the Sheitrim would tell the Yidden, the Mia Isha Yari V'rach Alivav, the person, the soldier, which is scared or soft-hearted, says the Torah, Yelech v'yashav lebeisei, he should go home and return to his house. Le'yimas es levav echav kelevav, he shouldn't melt, he shouldn't frighten the hearts of his brothers. Just like he's frightened, he shouldn't get his brothers scared. What does it mean? In other words, in the previous psukim, the Torah was telling us certain things, certain criteria who should go back. Someone which built a bayis chadash, someone which just got married, someone which just was not a keren, v'chulu. What's this vard? What's the criteria of a isha yariv rachalivav? So Rashi brings, and there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, what exactly this means. Rabbi Kiva learns it literally. Isha yariv rachalivav means as follows. He wasn't not a keren, he wasn't nasa isha, he wasn't bana bayis. He's pashut scared. Begash means he's a scared person, and therefore the Tehid Kayan is giving him, the Shaitanim are giving him, it's a Tehid Kamashmalan, that he shouldn't go in the Melchama, not because he's going to be Yimas Levav Echav Kilavave, he's going to ruin the spirit of the army going to war. That's the day of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yisak Glili argues with him, and Rabbi Yisak Glili says no. Rabbi Yisak Glili says, what's the Pshat HaYarev Echav Levav? He has a good reason to be scared. Why is he scared? He's scared Ma'aveda Shabiyadi. Not. That's what the Kohen's giving a message as follows. The way Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisak Glili learns the entire Achraz is as follows. The Torah gave us different pturim from the army, that Nata Keren, Bana Bayis, Nasa Isha, in order that if there's a Yid, that's Yari Maraveda Shabiyadi, if there's a Yid that has a Vedas, is a sinner amongst the soldiers that are going to war. So you can start pointing out the people that are going to leave, we're going to know who did the Aveda. So the Abisha said that there's other criteria that should leave the war too, in order that you shouldn't be able to point out who's leaving because Nasa Isha, Bana Bais, not the Kedon, who's leaving Ma'aveda Shabiyade. But Akapanam, according to Rabbi Yisak Glili, comes out that Mia Isha Yadiv Lachalivav, someone which has Aveda Shabiyade, shouldn't go to war. In other words, the ones that went to war were people that weren't Yadiv Lachalivav, they weren't scared Ma'aveda Shabiyade, why not? Because they didn't have Avedis. So in other words, all the people that went to war that remained after this announcement of this Kayana Mashuach and the Shaitanim were all tzaddikim. Nachmerer, the way Rashi learns the parsha over here in Parsha Shaftim of the Hachraz of the Kayana Mashuach, it wasn't only a ptur that these people, they're potter that they don't have to go to war. The Pasuk tells us right in the beginning that the Shaitan would speak to the Am and told them, but why should they go back? Because they were bena bayis chadosh, they were not a keren, and this keren, they didn't manage to use this keren yet, they didn't manage to lechonche, they didn't manage to use it the vayla. So why should they go back? Says the pasuk, penyamasal mamalchama, he might die in the war, and somebody else is going to have his keren. Taich is actually, what's pen yamas b'malchama? The taich b'pashtas is that he might, it's something which might happen to him. It says Rashi, what's pshat pen yamas b'malchama? Not the shim leish me ledivre kein kedai hu sheyamus. Not the, in other words, not he might die in the war, Hitaka deserves to die. If he didn't listen to the kayin, Hitaka deserves to die. In other words, that these people that the Kohen is telling to go back home, according to what Rashi learns over here, the Pshut HaShemikra means that they have a chiyuv to go home. Now, what's the last criteria that we just learned that has a chiyuv to go home? Somebody that's Yarei Ma'aveda Shebiyadei. That says that what comes out from here is that so much as Yarei Ma'aveda Shebiyadei, not only is it a Teva Kamashbal and he should go home, not only it's a Rishus that he could go home, he has a chiyuv that he must leave the army. In other words, sir, we're left with an army which is Kuli Tzadikim. So these are Yidden, which the Eibishter for sure, it's a schus from the fact that there's no reason for the Eibishter to punish them, because we're talking about Yidim, which are all tzaddikim. And nevertheless, the fact that they're all tzaddikim and there's no one amongst them which is Yadim Ma'aveda Shebiyadei is not enough to be megin on them from their Eivim, and they're looking to be melamed a new schus, a deeper schus on them. What do they take with them? The Adam with Shivri Luch is something which reminds the Eibishter of the worst thing possible. Norvadan, that Gufa tells us that this inyan of the Shivrei Luchis, although, like we mentioned before, Bepashtos, is such a negative inyan, nevertheless, it has in it such a positive message and such a positive inyan that this could be a limud schus, not just staman yidin, it could be a limud schus on a am, on a tzav, which is kuli tzadikim, on them gufa could be a limud schus. And this is pushing us to understand that there has to be an akudah in the inyan of Shivri Luchas, which has got a positive inyan, which has got an inyan l'mal yusa, after the kachat inyan l'mal yusa, the dafka this they would take for limud schus for the yitzim l'mulchama. So in order to understand this, we have to understand what essentially occurred by the story of the Shivri Luchas. Okay. So before we go to the story of the Shivri Luchas, let's first understand what were the Luchas itself. The Luchas itself, the Torah describes in Parshas Kisisa, right before Moshe Rabbeinu destroys the Luchas, says the Torah that the Luchas Maisa Likim Hema V'amichtav Michtav Likim Hu Chorus Al Luchas. In other words, the Torah over here describes three pratim that which were unique and special about these Luchas. The first thing the Torah tells us is the first Maila the Luchas has V'hal Luchas. In other words, meaning the stones, Pashat, the which we're in what the Isis were carved in. The Etzim stones were Maisel de Kim Hema. What's the fact that they were Maisel de Kim Hema? It means literally, not they were a divine, holy, Getlecha Himmel Chazach. They weren't something which was created from the earth. It's not the fact that the Eibusha took a stone, an earthly stone, an expensive one, a chashava one, a tired one, no. The stone that the Luchas was carved into was something godly, something which was made by the Eibishter himself. It came called Kuli Min HaShemayim. It's already a Gvaldik HaMayla. Something which is called Kuli. It's not a physical Gash Mystic and Ivrit. It's something which comes called Kuli from heaven. That's the first Mayla that the Luchas had. The second Mayla that the Luchas has, says the Televaiter, Michtav Michtav Likimu. The Eibishter, these Isis which were inscribed onto the Luchas were inscribed by the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter himself then carved in the Luchas the Aseres HaDibris. Now the Torah tells us a third Nekudah. Then in what type of way was the Isis on the Luchas? Says the Torah that it wasn't just Stamina Eifin, that the Isis were written on the Luchas, al derech like ink on a cloth. It wasn't just Stamina, no, it was an Eifin of Charus, ala Luchas. It was a Rangekritz, and the way we learn in Chazal, that it was Chakuk Me'ever Le'ever, that it was from both sides and from all four sides, and to the extent that Chazal tell us that the Samach and the Mem in the Luchas Benesayo Aimdim. In other words, that the Michtav Alekim Hu, what was the relationship between the Michtav Alekim Hu and the Maisim Alekim Hu, the Etzim Evan and the Isis, which were carved in the Evan, tells us that it was Charus, it was that was carved in through and through. This is the definition of what the Luchas themselves were. Like we'll understand soon what's the Eimek HaDvarim in every single one of these Paratim. Now, what was the occurrence that happened that brought about that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas? Says Chazal something interesting. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain and he was coming closer to the Machana of the where the Chet HaEgel was happening, says Chazal that Nestakel Moshe Behem Moshe looked at the Luchas that he was holding. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Ksav left the Davonim. The Ksav left the Maisa, the Michtav Lekimu, the second Maila that we said that the Eibusha inscribed the Asius into the Luchas. He saw that this Nekuda was Parach Mala Luchas. Therefore, Amar, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, how am I going to give Yidden such a luchas which don't have a mamish to them? not the. In other words, Kilu Neymar, what Chazal are telling us in this Medrash is that it's not the way we understand B'Pashtas that Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain, and he was so upset at Yidden on the Chetah Egel that they did. And therefore, he made a cheshbin, whichever cheshbin that it was, either that Yidden don't deserve the luchis, or guard to protect the Yidden, like the different pirushim shabazah. But the way we understand the Pashas Amesh, Rabbeinu made a cheshbin. And therefore, he went and he broke the luchis. Tells us over here, this medrash, that something else happened. That before Mesh Rabbeinu even decided to break the luchis, something happened in the luchis. What happened in the luchis? The parach ksav mahaleim, and we bow that this occurrence of parach ksav mahaleim happened in the luchas, that brought Moshe to the conclusion, not that he's going to break the luchas, nor kaviyach that he must break the luchas. Eichani nesim liyisrael saluchas shem behem mamish. I have no other choice. I can't give them this object, this stone, shem behem mamish. And therefore, Ella, that's why I have to go ahead and break them. That's what Chazal tell us. What happened as the hagdama to Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the luchas, not the. So L'chura, now according to what we said before, we have to understand over here two things. Number one, we mentioned before that the Luchas had two milas. Number one mila that the Luchas had was that there were Mais Elikim. So even though Parach HaKsav Ma'aleyem, the Mais Elikim, the Michtav Elikim is not here, but the etzim fact that there's a Get Lecha stone in your hand. Why saying Ein Behem Mamish? Why is there nothing here? You have something which is Kol Kulei Shmeimis, Kol Kulei Helik, Kol Kulei Likus. Why shouldn't you give this to the Yidden? Why is Ein Behem Mamish? Why are you describing it that Kilu, there's nothing here, Bechlal? That's number one. Number two, not the Naniach, that you're going to say that the Ksav left, and therefore you can't give it to the Yidden, why is that a reason they should be shaved it? Even if the quality is not what you want it to be, that's not a reason to break it. It's a reason to be going as it. It's a reason to put it away. What's that a reason? Why? Because parach haksav ma'aleim, that's the reason Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Okay. So in order to understand over here the beer that we're going to learn, not it's kedai to be magdim a few agdamas to understand what's the nekud over here, what's the interpretation that Rebbe wants to be masbir of what happened over here when we get to the shvedus haluchas. Let's start with the beer that is Rebbe brings over here from the Mefarshim. Over here in Ara 12, the Rebbe brings from the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Kisiso. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks over there a big arichis, that what's the Tata describing that the luchas was Mais Elikim and of a michtav michtav Elikim hu? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the yachas between the Avonim and the Oisius was just like the yachas of a guf and nefesh. That the michtav, not just we understand the gashmi, is that when you take a piece of parchment or even a stone and you write letters onto them, so what's the word? Letters are also a daimim dekirinyan, just like the paper is a daimim, the letters are a daimim. Now, but then the letters are a kli that they can contain within themselves a certain intellectual message, a certain idea which are in the Aseus. Said the Mefarshim that the Michtav Elikim that the Eibishter put into the Luchas wasn't just that the Eibishter put letters into the Luchas. That's not what the Michtav means. That's not what it means that the Torah describes that a Michtav Elikim hu, and that's not what was Peirich. Not the Vaharaya, because the Medrash says that what happened, Parach HaKsav Ma'aleyem, not Amesha Rabbeinu says, how am I going to give Luchas Shein Behem Mamish? If the literal Vart Ksav means literally the letters, then when Parach HaKsav Ma'aleyem, the Pshat is, not that you have no Mamish left, you have not. It's not Luchas Shein Behem Mamish, it's Luchas Shein Behem Klum, there's nothing here. You have a clear stone. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that I'm giving them a stone which doesn't have anything. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't give him a stone that doesn't have a mamish. In other words, the same way that when he brought down the luchas from the mountain, there was the word anoichi in the luchas, that stayed. The letters, aleph, nun, chaf, yud, that stayed in the luchas. Now, then, what's the pshat? The michtav explains that Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that the michtav lekim hu means that there was a special neshama, there was a special ruchnis, there was a special ruach hakedesh that the Eibishter put into these aseus. That's what was the michtav lekim hu. And therefore, we bow that the yachas of the luchis with the aseus had a yachas of a guf and a nefesh. Therefore, we know that when the nefesh leaves the guf needs kfuda. That's the halacha. So same thing is also when Ra'am Mesha Shaparach Ksav Ma'aleyam, and we explain what's the word Ksav, a special alikus, a special union of Ruach HaKedesh, a special spirit, a special nefesh. So what happens when the Ksav was Parach Ma'aleyam, stayed, the Avonim were left like a guf b'li nefesh, and a guf b'li nefesh needs a kfura. That's the pshat, Mesha Rabbeinu broke the luchas. And that's Gnad that you see in the Pashas Aksuvim, you see in Pashas Pasha Kisisa, you see that the Torah describes that when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the Luchos, says the Torah, biyadei. He was holding it in one hand. V'shas, a few psukim later, the Torah describes that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, says the Torah, v'yashlech miyadav. That it came out, it fell off from both hands. And like Chazal tell us, that the Luchos all of a sudden became heavy to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat in the roof? Why a minute before was he holding it with one hand, and all of a sudden he can't even hold it with two hands? The Devart is, according to what we explained, it's very understood, because we bow that the Asius, the Ruch HaKedish, to the Avon, it was like a Guf and Nefesh. So we know the Klal in a Guf and Nefesh, the Achai is Neses Atzmei. When a Guf has a Nefesh within it, it's much lighter. It's Neses Atzmei. And therefore, Meshe Rabbeinu was Kavyachli able to carry it with one hand. B'shas Parach HaKsav Malayim. Parach HaKsav Malayim, the pshat is that the Nefesh left the Guf. So it was left like a goof mace. A goof mace is much heavier. Therefore, v'yashlech miyadav, even two hands he couldn't carry it. It was extremely heavy. That's what the Pashtos, what the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains. So in other words, so the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains what comes out from other Mepharshim, what comes out, that what was the interpretation of the Shviris HaLuchos, like we said before, it wasn't just that Moshe Rabbeinu had Luchos, and he made a cheshbon that Yidden didn't deserve it, and therefore he went and broke it. Something happened to the Luchos. What happened to the Luchos? The Luchos, the Nefesh left the goof. So you left with a goof without a nefesh, and a goof without a nefesh, tzarech kfura. And that was the shvirat haluchos, kavyochol, the kfura that the luchos needed, like the goof needs after teisa nefesh min haguf. But what's not understood over here is this hagufakasha. And this is what the Rebbe is bothered with over here. Hagufakasha, this beer is not enough. Because you're coming and telling me that when the nefesh leaves the goof tzarech kfura, that we see begashpis, it's goof is nirkav. For sure the goof is tzarech kfura, because the goof has no maila, and the goof becomes ma'afarat al-afar tashuv, so therefore the goof is tzarech kfura. The luchos was lachmaisa alikim. The luchos is something that was nasim in hashamayim. So ain a chanami, that there was a second maila to the luchos. The maila of the michtav alikim, the ruach hakedesh, a special nefesh that was put into the luchos, and that was parach tak, and that's not here anymore. Good, it lost that maila. Before it had two mailas, now it has one maila. But Akapanam, one mile it's remained with. It's left with the mile Maiselikimu. And Maiselikimu is like a Chamer and like a mile. So how could that mile be ignored? And that which you say, that something which needs Kfura, that's something which needs a Shvira. What's the Pshat in the roof? Why is that not enough of a mile to be able to sustain itself? Never then, the Beer in the roof will understand. That's what the third Nekuda the Torah tells us, not just on Maisa and Michtav, nor it was Charus al Aluchas. That the Maisa, the Michtav Elikim, the second Maila, which was Parach afterwards, wasn't Stam added Inyan to the first Maila, to the Maisa Elikim, nor it was Charus, was something which was Drukha Kritz Lagamri. In order to understand this Vart of Charus, now to Taka Kedai, to go back a step, and let's Taka analyze again. What's Taka the Havana when we say Taka in the Gufa Nefesh, like the Rabbi Nechaya says, that the Luchos had to be broken when the Ksav left it, just like the Guf has to be buried after Nefesh left leaves him. And when we'll understand what's the Havana in the Kfuras HaGuf, we'll have a better understanding of what's the Vart of the Shviris of the Maisel Likim, the Charis Ala Luchos. So Vart is as follows. Seemingly the same Shaila we asked before, B'negeya to the Maisel Likim, that after the Ksav Parach Ma'aleim, you're seemingly left with the first Ma'ila at least, with the Ma'isa Likim, B'yatim, the same Shaila, Likras Menege to Guf V'Nefesh. We said before that when the Nefesh leaves the Guf needs Kfura. Why is that understood that the Guf needs Kfura? Because the Guf is Nifsad. Ha Gufa. Why is Taka the Guf Nifsad? He says, what's the Shverakite over here? The Shverakite over here is as follows. Nefesh v'guf are b'etzim two separate entities. And the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that the nefesh v'guf come from two separate places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gimel shutvim ba'adam, not the guf comes from tipis avi v'imei, not, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu matal bein neshama, the neshama comes from the Eibishter, and the guf comes from avi v'imei. In other words, the guf comes from, number one, a different place than the nefesh. It doesn't come from the nefesh. And number two, it's kodum la nefesh, the yitziris ha-guf, begashmiyas, comes before the union of the nefesh. What's the pshat that the child is born, that this goof, which existed before, is not just now a goof, it's not just on flesh, now it has in it also a nefesh. It's an extremely big mailer, no shayla about it. But after the nefesh leaves the goof, so what seemingly happened over here, the second, greater, additional mailer left, so now you're back to step one. Now you're at least left with a goof. Why does the guf have to be a nirkav? In other words, same way the guf existed kaviyachal on its own before the nefesh came into him, let the guf exist on its own after the nefesh came, after the nefesh leaves him. Damim could exist on its own. We see stone exists. We see water exists. We see many inyanim, different inyanim of damim without nafshiyus of nefesh exist. So let the basar adam continue existing. And we see that b'muchesh, we see that the arkava of the guf doesn't start right away. It takes time until it becomes a lafer tashuv. And we see this explains that what's the pshat in the roof? Because the chayis of the guf has its own chayis to pshat exist besides the chayis of the neshama. So after the chayis of the neshama leaves, why is taka the guf in the yirkav? Let him remain like his original maila, that he's at least guf, he's at least basar. Let that stay in him. Now what's the havan in the roof? So let's first see what it says, and then we'll see what's the havan in the roof. Yechsidus is brought that the hezbir in the roof is that ein chenami, the chayis of the guf, has its own chayis separate than the chayis haneshama. Nevertheless, the lashon in the maimarim is that the chayis of the guf also comes through the chayis hanefesh. And we bow that the chayis that the guf has on its own also comes through the chayis hanefesh. Therefore, when the nefesh is mistalik from the guf, is lost over here, not just the maila, the nefesh brought to the guf, the chayis nafshi. No, the chayis gufni is also lost, because the whole chayis gufni came through the chayis nefesh. Therefore, when the chayis nefesh leaves, the chayis guf leaves also. That's the words that it says in Chassidus. What's the hasban in the roof? What's the hasban in the roof? So the hasban in the roof is as follows. B'shas the nefesh is mislabish in the guf. So it's not the way we understand. We want to think b'pashta, that you have a guf, you have a basar, and then you have a davar nesif, you have a greater, bigger maila, that a nefesh was mislabish in him. You have an entity, which is called a body, a damim, a basar, and b'nesif to him, you have a nefesh, which is in him, and that the guf is also a mishadis, and batal to the eira nefesh, which is made in him. Nishdas the vart. Chayis ha-nefesh, we know, is miyuchid in the roof, like it's explained in Chassidus in many places, that the chayis ha-nefesh is mislabish in the guf in such an eifin that it's a chayis, that a guf atzmenas a chay. The guf alone becomes a living entity. That the guf is not a lavush in vasn em is licked, which lies in him, a inyi chiyuni, a inyi nafshi. Now what's the pshat, chayis ha-nefesh, melubish beguf, what's the vart, that the nefesh is in such a way in the guf that it takes through, he penetrates, that nem durch the guf, durch and durch, at kedei, that the guf atzmenas a chay. That before, what's the pshat, the guf atzmenas a chay bepashtos, that before he was an inyan of damim, and now he's not damim. It's not the part that in him there is something alive. The guf, the flesh, becomes ois flesh. The guf becomes ois damim. And the guf becomes a lebedic entity. The guf becomes an inyan of life itself. His mitzis, what was beforehand, is totally transformed and becomes a totally new inyan. He alone becomes chai. He alone becomes lebedic. His whole mitzis, his whole entity, is nafshius. That's his whole mitzis. Now this nekuda that the nefesh is poiling the guf, it's not just the uftu in the nefesh, that the nefesh is made in the guf, at gedei kach, that the guf atme is nasachai. No, it's ki'ilu in the inyin, which happens beside the nefesh, beside the guf also. Kaviyachu, what happens over here, what's the pshat that the guf atme nasachai, is that the guf becomes an entity that he dehers, that I'm not flesh anymore. I'm not flesh. I was yesterday flesh, when I was metipas aviv in me, before the nefesh was mislavish in me. And like we said before, I have my own chayis. In other words, I had my own inyan. My inyan was flesh. But now that the nefesh was mislabish in me, is galig gavanin, that the mitzias of a guf als guf, there isn't such a mitzias b'chlal. The whole mitzias of a guf is only a hechitimsa, that there should be able to be, that the nefesh should be able to be mislabish in me, and the nefesh should be able to isfit in the inyanim that the nefesh wants through me. My identity out an inyan is lost, is not here anymore, and the mizbat lagamni called kuli to the mitzias hanefesh. That's the taich, what it means, that the chayis haguf comes through the nefesh. What's the pshat, the chayis haguf comes through the nefesh? That this entity of chayis haguf, that the guf is a mitzias, what says it comes through the nefesh? Its inyan is also nefesh. The guf starts the heading that his whole taich and his whole mitzias is kol kuli only to be a mishadis and one which is going to be mivatzeya and echitimse to inyani hanefesh. That's the pshat shaguf atzmin asachai. The guf atzmin asachai is a inyan was what they heard in the guf, that the guf realizes that his whole mitzias is the mitzias hanefesh. And therefore, ein echanami lechatchila, before the slap shas hanefesh ba'aguf, the churi comes from a mokir b'fnei atzmei and is a mitzias b'fnei atzmei, that's originally. But when the nefesh is mislabish in the goof, to the extent that it's not just something which is imposed on him, it's not the nefesh, it's something that his chayis haguf comes through chayis and nefesh haistis, that the goof alone that has it, he's no mitzias, it's not, there's no such entity called a goof. The whole mitzias of the goof is kol kulit to be a masharas la nefesh. Now that the nefesh leaves the goof, what happens now that the nefesh leaves the goof? Zokstu, frekstu, that the nefesh, the goof should be the mitzias that it was before. The mitzias that it was before is not here anymore. The mitzias of flesh is not here anymore. You're asking him, why do you have to be nirkav, stay at daimim? Kaviyachol, the goof answers you, I have nothing against daimim. Water could exist, stones could exist. If I would always be meat, I also don't mind to exist. Why do I cease to exist? Why am I nirkav? I'm nirkav because it's chura. Why are you nirkav? Stay as flesh. Stay as daimim. Go back to your original maila. That original maila is not me anymore. That's not who I am. I was transformed. I became a totally new entity. My home mitzvahs became nefesh. If not nefesh, then I'm not. Ask the nefesh not to be nefesh anymore. Could the nefesh not be nefesh anymore? The goof also can't be not nefesh anymore. If not nefesh, I cease to be. I'm nirkav. I'm not a mitzvahs klal anymore. And that's the pshat, that when the stalkus, the nefesh leaves, the goof also becomes ois. Ay, l'chud, his original maila. Let him go back to his original maila. If you understand what it means, charus, the pshat, what he means, chayis, as a nem, dezach, durch, durch and durch. What's the pshat that he takes the inyan, durch, durch and durch? It's not in mokim. It's not a technical inyan, it's in avana. What's the pshat that he penetrates him through and through? That there's no more him? What's the pshat that the elyon takes through the tachton? There's no more tachton. The tachton comes called kuli elyon. And therefore, when there's no elyon, there's no him. And therefore, he's nirkav. There's nothing left to his mitzias. That's the havana on what the inyan of guf and nefesh is. Al derech zeh is the same havana what happened to Shas, the inyan of the luchas. Ein lechinami, the Torah tells us that originally there was talk of two milas. There was one maila of Maisa Elikimhu, and there was another maila of Michtav Elikimhu. And maybe the maila of Michtav, Maisa Elikimhu, was Kadam Bizman. First you have to have the stone, and only afterwards came the Michtav Elikimhu. What's the Vart over here? What's the Echos of these two mailas? Not the Echos of these two mailas are, we're talking about two different mailas Lagamri. Maisa Elikimhu means that there's a stone. And this stone was a Getlicha stone. So obviously it's called Kuli Getlach, and obviously it's called Kuli Helik, and obviously it's called Kuli Minashamayim, but it's a stone. It was an Evan. Not, what's the Michtav Elikim? The Michtav Elikim, like we mentioned before, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it was the Ruach HaKedesh. What's the part of the Ruach HaKedesh? Not, it was the Gilei Likus that the Luchas brought within it. We know the Gemara tells us, Charis ala Luchis, Charis Mimal Chamavis, that if there wouldn't have been the Cheta Egel and Yidden would have got the Luchas Rishenis, there wouldn't be an Inyan of Misa, there wouldn't be an Inyan of Shikha. What's the part? There wouldn't be an Inyan of Misa, there wouldn't be an Inyan of Shikha, there would be Blikvul. In other words, so the Michtav Alekim, who you're talking about, there was a Gilei of Ein Saf over here, there was a Gilei of Blikvul. The mice of Michtav Elikimhu, Michtav Elikim, I'm sorry, Mice Elikimhu, Mice Elikimhu, it's a Gelacharinian, but it's a Gelacharinian Ba'akbala. Masha'enkin, Michtav Elikimhu, we're talking about a Gile Likus, which is Ein Sof. So, how do you understand the parashas? That there was two Milas in the Luchas. One Nukud in the Mila was the Mila of the Luchas, the Mila Kaviyach of the Kli, that it was an Inyan of an Inyan of the Ki, but it was an Inyan Gvuli. And then there was another nekuda. There was the Michtav Elikimhu. There was the Gilei Ein Sof. There was the Gilei Ruach HaKedesh, which came down in the Luchas. Tells you the Teda that there weren't two separate milas. The Michtav Elikim was Charis al Luchas. What's that? Was Charis al Luchas? Just like you understand by nefesh that it penetrates the guf durch and durch at kedei that I come and say that a guf at menasachai. The same thing happened by the Luchas Charis al Luchas that the Michtav Elikim a durch genum in the Maisa Elikim legamen until he became his own entity, his whole entity. What the pshat that the Michtav Elikim became the whole entity of the Maisa Elikim? So to the same way we translated it in Nefesh or Guf, it will be the same interpretation in the Luchas. L'chatchila, he was a stone. A holy stone, a godly stone, but he was a stone. B'shas aber de gile likus, which was made in the stone, was charis ala luchis. So what was nirgash in the stone? The stone was margish, he's not a stone. He's not a stone anymore. Just like when the Nefesh comes to the Guf, the flesh becomes ois flesh, evert a lebe de kazach, the stone was margish, the mitzias of the Evan, he's not a stone anymore. He became kol kulei gehert gevaren in him kol kulei. There is a hechitim said the Eibusher wants to be megale ein sof to Yidden. The Eibusher wants to be megale the luchis chedus malchamavis. The Eibusher wants to be megale the ein sof over here in the middle of Hazah Agash, but the gilei lekutz which was in luchis erishenis. This has to have a kli that this spilt out of coming in veld. So that was the avanim. So the evans can. What was the? What's the mahus? What's the teichen of the evan? The evan is can evanished. He's not a stone anymore. His kol kule hechitim says whole entity, his entire mitzvah, charus, durkut, kristin gamri, his whole entity became that his kol kule hechitim says for the ruach hakodesh, for the gilui kusher de aluchas. That became his whole mitzvah. Now that what happened? What brought about the shviris aluchas? Parach haksav ma'aleim. What happened? The ruach hakodesh, the ein sof, the gilui likus, which was in the luchas, is not in his gali. Even with chet and the chata ego, they don't deserve this gilui likus. Chazer azu amasam. This gilui likus is not being measured. So what do we have over here? We have over here a evan, which has in it words, a holy stone, holy words, alt helik, alt gut, but ein behem mamish. What's that ein behem mamish? This is not me. Kaviyachod, the luchas is saying, this is not who I am. Yesterday this was my maila. If you talked to me yesterday before I became kokula hechitimsa for the gilui likus shadei aluchas, no problem. I'm very happy to be maaseh elikim. But I'm not maaseh elikim anymore. This is not what I am. I'm also michtav elikim. I'm also ein sof. I'm also an expression of the gilui likus of the Eibishter. Do I have something? Klum, I'm not. Epes binich. I'm a holy stone, and I have words in me, and I have a holy message, and so on and so forth. But to come to say that this is who I am, it's like saying that the gulf should remain flesh. Not, I'm nothing against water, I'm nothing against stones, but it's not who I am. Ich bin lebedikait. The michtav elikim, I as michtav elikim, the helik is stein, is nishton, stuck in stein there anymore. I'm kol kule echitimsa for the gili of the Eibishter. And if not that, so that's not who I am. I have nothing against michtav elikim. I'm sorry, I'm nothing against maaseh elikim. It's a big maila, but that's not who I am. My entity is something else legamri. So ram meisha shaparach haksav ma'aleyem. The Ruach HaKedesh is not here. So therefore, what are you left with? A goof without chayis. What's a goof without chayis? It's nirkav. Why is it nirkav? Because who he is not remaining anymore. So therefore, it's not the vart kav yochla meisha rabbeinu went and broke the luchis. The luchis for zich zubrachin gevan. The luchis is meant to be broken because it's not an entity anymore. Just like I say that the goof is nirkav because he's not here anymore. The shviris haluchis, the pshat is that there's no luchis anymore. I remain as my Selakim. It's not here. That's not who I am. Someone else could be that. That's not me. So there's nothing else to do. It must be broken. I'm not here anymore. I don't exist anymore. That's the Teichen Pnimi in the Inyan of Shvilis Haluchas. So to be Misakim the beard, what's the Havana that the Rebbe Lake Su in this Mashal Aguf and Nefesh, that the Vart is not that there's a lower Maila, that there's a Maila of Michtav Elikim, which is a Maisa Elikim, which is a Guf, and there's a higher Maila of Michtav Elikim, which is a Nefesh. And therefore, when the Nefesh leaves, he's left without it's left with a Guf without a Nefesh. The Vart over here is, what's the Teda telling us? The Vart that the Teda telling us is Charus. That although lechatchila there was two milas zu legabi zu, each one had its own unique special mila, and one mila was bigger than the other mila, but it's not. The vart is that there's two separate milas. B'shas you have charus, b'shas you have that the gila likus nem durch at kedei kach and the efen of ein sof that he penetrates the tachtim legamri. So the first mila, the tachtim, comes kol kulei elyon, and therefore when I'm elyon, I am, and if not elyon, I'm not legamri. So the dogish over here is not the negative that I'm not legamri. That's the way it played out. It played out that since the ksav parach ksav ma'aleim, the nefesh is not here. So therefore you're left with nothing. But from the fact that you're left with nothing, it comes to teach you what was when it was here. What was it when it was here? That you had a lower darga and you had a lower maila, which l'chura has its own yichas and has its own maila. When it becomes durkinum kol kulei, with a higher union of Gilui Likus, Atke Dekech, that becomes his home hus, it becomes his whole entity Ligamri. That he falirs ich Ligamri, that the Tachtim becomes Kol Kulei Elyon. That's the Taich, what Chazal say, that Kosh Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishviris Haluchas. That Shviris Haluchas by the Eibusher was an union of Kosha. There's Kosha HaPipshut Hashem Mikra, which HaPipshut Hashem Mikra means, like we mentioned before, it means something painful, something hard, true. But there's also Kosha Lemal Yusa. Like the Chazal, like the Gemara says, "Negei Kriyas Yamsuf, Kasha ke Kriyas Yamsuf." In other words, in Yonin that we're mitayir in the Likus, in the Eifin of Kasha, what does it mean, Kasha? The Jews, like by a person, a Kasha, is farbun. What's shver by a person? Something that takes more energy, something that brings out deeper energy within the person. What's the pshat kasha ke kriyas yamsuf? You have the regular gilei likus in velt, and then you have a gilei likus, which is from a deeper place, just like by a person to take a heavier package, brings out a deeper kayach. That it brings out a deeper inyan gilei likus. So Chazal says that just like by kriyas yamsuf, there was an inyan of a deeper gilei likus, like we saw by Mukhish, Zakman Shviris Aluchas is also kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here in the Shviris Aluchas was brought out a deeper nekuda in gilei likus. What's the gilei likus kaviyachu which is brought out l'chud in this tragedy of Shviris Aluchas? In the Shvira of the Luchas, we brought that the Luchas says, if not the peak, and if not the climax, and if not everything, then nothing. In other words, over here we see a gilei likus where a likus, the maisa, the michtav alikim, nem durch der tachten ad kedekach, that it becomes kol kulei amitzis, which is kol kulei elyon. And it's expressed in the fact that when that's not here, when the base is not here, the aleph is also not here. That's the gilei likus which happened in the inyan of Shviris Aluchas. A pikol zeh, we're able to understand what's the hashva that Rashi says, like we mentioned in the beginning, that kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu misasen shal sadikim kishviris aluchis, because the idea of misasen shal sadikim is the same idea and the same emik which was in Zgal in the inyan of shviris aluchis. In the mitzias of a yid, you also have, just like in the luchis, you have the maisa alikim, you have the michtav alikim, you have the goof, you have the kli, and you have the nefesh. Alderach says also you have in a yid is the same thing, and a yid is murkif from two mitziasin. A yid is murkif from the mitzias of a goof. And then there is the mitzvah of a neshama. And Chassidus teaches us that not just is the neshama inyan of chelik alikami mal, that also the goof is also a helik azach. The goof of Yidin is also a helik inyan. Like Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the Rubanu Bacharta, which happened in Mishas Masim Teira, was dafkin the goof of Yidin. It's known the story of the Rebbe Rashab that the Rebbe said over many times, that the Rebbe Rashab once by a febring and picked up his sleeve and pointed to his arm and said, "Vi tired. Is there goof? How precious is this goof of the Eibishter? Because so much Tero mitzvahs have been gegossen, nor sleep to their goof." In other words, all of Tero mitzvahs was given for this goof. How precious is this goof to the Eibishter? It's the goof of a Yid, it's a goof Kaddish. The says that in the Yid there are two milas. There's one mila in the fact that Ubanu Bacharta, he has the goof Gashmi, a holy goof. And then there's another mila that the Yid has, the mila of the Neshama, that the Neshama is a chelik alikami ma'al mamish. And just the way you understand the nefesh or guf bepashtos, Alderach says also by a Yid, that the guf and the nefesh, each one comes from its own makir. The nefesh, Neshama comes from the Eibishter, and the guf comes before, and it comes from Avivimeh, it comes from a different place, b'chlal. So seemingly, although after the nefesh is mislabish in the guf is taken as ala, to such a higher madrega, to such a higher inyan, that it becomes a guf chai. What do we find by Misasan Shal Sadikim? That it's not just that the goof, the nefesh leaves the goof and the goof are blip, l'chura, back to its original maila. No, like we said before, the goof also becomes nirkav. And over here, the shayla is a much stronger one. Because over here, the vart is not just that the goof has its own chayas. Over here, the goof has its own gedlecha chayas. Over here, the goof has its own gedlecha maila. It has l'chura gedusha and it has a maila misad atzme. So what's the vart that b'shas, the nefesh leaves the goof? Not only the nefesh goes away, the guf also is nirkav. Now, we hear da brings the chareset again. What's the emek of a yid? The neshama being a chelik alikami mal mamish, his kesher to the eibishter is a much deeper kesher than the kesher of the guf. The guf, although the eibishter l'chur was beicher in him and l'chur mitzadiruf he has a gdusha, but there's no maila in the guf alone. That says the guf alone is not something which connects to the Eibishter on such a level that's who he is. The Eibishter chose him. But to come to say that the guf as a guf has a relationship with the Eibishter, the guf is flesh. The guf doesn't have a maila that he alone has an internal relationship with the Eibishter. Mashaik in the neshama, the whole mitzvah of the neshama is that the neshama has a moon in the Eibishter, and the neshama has Avas Hashem, and the neshama has Yiras Hashem. These are deep emotional connections that the neshama alone has to the Eibishter. And therefore, the connection, the internal connection that there is between the Tachton and the Elyon and the neshama is much deeper than the kesha that the neshama has to the Eibishter and the kesha the guf has to the Eibishter. Because by the neshama, it's really who he is, that's his entity. His whole mitzvah is a moon in Yir of the Yavir. What do we say? By Shas, Misas, and Shal Sadikim, we find something very interesting. That not only does the Nefesh go away, not only does the Neshama go away, the Guf becomes Nirkav. What says the Guf becomes Nirkav? So if we'll translate what we said before, but get to Guf and Nefesh, and get to the Luchis, but get to Atzadik, will come out like this, as follows. that it's not divided by a yid, there's two milas. That there's one mila that he has a guf kaddish, that the Eibishter was beichin in him, and that he has another mila, a deeper mila, that he has an internal relationship with the Eibishter, emuna yid of yavah. Now the word is that b'shas, the nesham is mislabish in the guf, and the guf atzmen nasachai. What's the pshat in ruchnius for guf atzmen nasachai? That the guf atzmen nasa emuna yid of yavah. The whole the emuna yid of yavah that the neshama has is not just something which remains in the neshama and it manifests itself in the body in the mitzvahs of a guf. And the mitzvahs of a guf is something separate. Nor but then, just like we said before, that the guf is margish, that he's not a guf, he's not flesh, he's kol kule batul and kol kule ibir gabin, he's kol kule echitimsa for the inyan, for the inyan and nefesh. So what does it mean by a yid? What does it mean by a tzaddik? By a yid, a tzaddik, the pshat is that the inyanim of guf, als guf, lose itself. The inyanim from flesh, als flesh, don't exist anymore, like we said before, but much more by a regular person, he's not flesh, he's chayis. And what's chayis? Chayis is also chayis psari. He lives like a human being lives. An animal also lives. It's a chayis psari. What it means, is that the guf's not guf, and the guf is not chayis psari. The guf gashmi starts being margish, and the entity of the guf gashmi becomes that his whole entity is only a yechitimsa for the emunah yid of Abba of the tzaddik. Let's say the tzaddik's mitzias is that he wants to serve the Eibishter. In order to be able to serve the Eibishter, he needs to have dvarim gashmim. He needs to have a yad. He needs to have a regel. He needs to have different assistances from inyanim gashmim to be able to do mitzvahs. In order to be able to be memale his kavan and elam haza gashmi. So what's the guf? Not the whole entity of the guf is that his whole mitzvah is to be able to use the guf to be able to be memale the inyanim and neshama. Al derech the Rebbe brings in many places the dugma just to give a little bit more spice to the inyan. Many places that everybody brings a dugma, menegeyat etzah b'shabbos, that the halacha is that everything needs to have a shear. In order to be mechayv and etzah b'shabbos, you have to have a shear. So, oichlin have a shear, kelim have a shear. So, the mission in Shabbos gives a scenario that someone was meitzi eichlin pachas mikashir. He took eichlin in a kli. The kli was the shear, but the eichlin within the kli was pachas mikashir, and he did etzah b'shabbos. Says the Mishnah that he's potter. And here comes the Chiddush. The Mishnah says, not just is he potter on the Eichlin within the Kli, because it's Pachad Mekashir. Says the Mishnah, he's potter af ala Kli. Shakli Tzvelele. That's the words of the Mishnah. That's the Hezber of the Mishnah. What's the Pshat? Shakli Tzvelele. You have a cup. So a cup needs to have a certain shear. So if you carried a cup on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. But if you didn't carry a cup, there was water. Now, is it possible to hold water? You can't hold water in your hands. So it needs a cup. So what's the entity of the cup? In Halacha, in Gidri Ateira, what's the entity of the cup? It's not a cup anymore. Vibal, that you need this water across the street. So this cup is a hechitimsa in order for this water to be able to get across the street. That's why you have the mitzias of this cup. So the cup is kinkupnish. The cup is also water. It's also water. Its whole mitzias is only a hechitimsa available to bring the water across the street. That's what the guf of a tzaddik is. It's not by the guf of a tzaddik, it's not the pshat that there's a guf, there's an inyan psari or even inyan chiyuni, which I use L'shem Shemayim, that he used L'shem service serving the Eibishter. It's like with Alter Rebbe's Magdin and Tanya, that Chayi Atzadik, Einam Chayim Psarim, Kim Memuni Yir V'Avah. The words are very meduic. What's the Pshat Einam Chayim Psarim? It doesn't say that Chayi Atzadik, Zemuni Yir V'Avah. For sure, his whole interest is in learning, his whole interest is in davening, his whole interest is in serving the Eibishter. No, the Alter Rebbe's Medayik, the Alter Rebbe says, before Memuni Yir V'Avah, the Alter Rebbe says that Chayi Atzadik is Einam Chayim Psarim. There's not the fact that it's a regular human being that occupies himself kokulu with other inyanim. No, the word is that there's no chayim psarim. The just like by a person, the basar is not basar, the basar is lebedik. So by a tzaddik pshat is that the basar is not lebedik, the basar is helik. The whole mitzvah of the guf becomes a hechitimsa that he should be able to daven and learn and serve the Eibishter. Where do you see this? Where's the bitu dirtsu? The bitu dirtsu is by silukun shal tzaddikim. The b'shas, the nefesh leaves the guf. So l'chura, you have a halak a guf, far blaib, says the guf, I don't stay anymore, I'm also in your cuff. The guf also goes away. L'chura, you have a big, ubala b'charta. The Eibishter was beichel in this guf. Vifu g'teinu mitzis, ha'min der guf. This guf has a massive mile. Why are you being near cuff? Now, we bow that by the tzaddik, the inyani and the shama, penetrated in the guf durch and durch charis al luchis, just the way we explain when you get to the luchis, that was the kashal of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. There was such a gila likus, which penetrates in the mata mata, that the mata also becomes maila, that the maisa likim also becomes michnav. So what's the pshat kashal of Nekadosh Baruch Hu misasan shal tzadikim? What's the gila? Bishas misasan shal tzadikim, da brings a charis what a tzadik is. Da brings a charis what a yid is. Over here, that in this gala, that the metzias of a yid aren't two in yonim in a yid. That he has his guf, that the Eibishter gave him, and he has his neshama, emunah yid v'yaveh. Nor chaya tzadik einam chayim psarim. It's not chayim psarim. The whole metzias of the lower mile of the tachtim becomes kol kule a higher metzias, kol kule an higher entity. To the extent that if he loses the higher inyan, v'etir nirkav legambi. So that's the emik of what we say, that kosh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misasan shal tzadikin, vos v'et nizgala, in misasan shal tzadikin, that the kaviyachot, the bleak gvul of what the metzias of a neshama is. That the metzias of a neshama, the metzias of serving the Eibishter, is at kedei kach, the entity of a yid, is not just something which stays in the realm of ruchnius, and dartan farbleib there, and he uses the guf, or he penetrates the guf, at kedei kach, that becomes the whole metzias of the guf. Now to add over here, not the that it like he's bringing out in the other 29 that in the neshama there are many different dargis. You have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yichida. In other words, there are many different levels of serving the Eibishter, and according to the level of the tzaddik, a tzaddik that serves the Eibishter on the level of nefesh says whole guf chaya chaya tzaddik in the chayim psalim it's chayi nefesh. What's about a tzaddik that serves the Eibishter in chay yichida? So what's the guf? This whole guf is yichida. Yechidah shebenefesh is not a word that the yechidah is the inyan of the neshama, and the guf is the place where this yechidah is manifested, where this yechidah finds itself. Nor chayat tzadik ein chayim psarim kim amuna yirav ave. The same way we said when we get to the luchis that the shteiner became kol kule hechitimsa timi megala the gile lekus nifla that there was in michtav elikim charus malach hamavetz the gile of the ein sof. So what does it mean when we get to that tzadik that his guf becomes yechidah? The guf is yechidah. The tzaddik serves the Eibishter in the level of Yechida, and the guf becomes kokule echitim, so that he's kokule here only to bring out the inyanim of Yechidul Yachtach, that the tzaddik is one with the Eibishter Lagamri. Where is that nizgale? It's nizgale by misasan shal tzaddikim. So it's brought out in the negative. It's brought out that if I'm not going to have the higher maila, farbleibich mit garnished. The guf, ver nikvar, and the guf, there's kfur and there's inyan of the coven. But what's the gili over here? What's the kasha? What's expressed over here? What's expressed is the positive that is brought out. The what's the metzias of a yid? The metzias of a yid is that his neshama it penetrates the guf at kedei at the kach. That becomes the whole metzias of the guf. That the guf alone vert yechida, just the way it was by shviras haluchis. Adav vert nizgala over here was nizgala. The oimik in vasat galegin in the luchis that the luchis was such a gili of ein sof that it was choyder at the kach in the mata in the kli in the ma'aselikim that the ma'aselikim also became michtav elikim. That's the taich the way the Rebbe Luchud is explaining over here what it means the dame the dimyan in the toichin of shviras haluchis and in misasan shal tzadikim in a way of kasha that these two in yonim have a very positive inyan that it brings out the ein sof of elikus. Of the insaf of Elikus, the insaf of Neshama, that it's chayder in the mata mata at kach that the mata alone becomes maila. What's the kashrut in getel in yoneinu? A pizza will understand what's the word that v'arein bris Hashem heilin lifneiam the b'shas yidden would go to mulchama they would take with them dafka the shivri luchas. To explain this inyan a little bit more bar chavah, just to give a small akdam is as follows. We say, and the Rebbe brings it right there in the sikha, we say chazala, we say, and the Rebbe speaks about it all the time, that the yechel michayel achayel, that tzadikim ein lehem enucha, lei bein lemazev, lei bein lemaba, shenema yechel michayel achayel, achirel lekimitzian. How do you understand the maimer agamar bepashtas? But a tzaddik, someone which is serving the Eibishter, he's never satisfied in the daga that he is right now, in the first chayil, in the first madrega, nor he's constantly looking to grow higher and higher. He's not happy with the first madrega, he wants to go to the second madrega, the third madrega, and just the way the Eibishter is ain't sof, so therefore there's ain't sof madrega. So the tzaddik is constantly growing higher and higher. Vos chapsach lefizeh is as follows. That the first maila is a maila. He has a maila. Narvadan, Ibal, that he wants to connect to the Eibishter more. He wants to connect to the Eibishter deeper. Not, therefore, he goes up to a higher madrega. Therefore, he demands it from himself more and more and so on. But if he doesn't demand from himself more, his Eichet is not the end of the world. Or, why does he demand from himself more? Because he has one maila and he wants to be Eila to a higher madrega. He wants to be Eila to even a higher darga, a deeper discussion he has with the Eibishter. Zakman, that before you then go to Mulchama, we take the Shivrei Luchas. If a Yid's going to look at Mulchama the same Eifim, in other words, like this, Yidin are going, are leaving the Midbar, and they're going into Eretz Yisrael. Yidin are talking about a day. They were the Ichle Aman, they're a Shach Semesh Rabbeinu. They're Yidin which are standing with Tachas Eili Tachas Amadrega. Now the Abishar comes to them and he tells them, you have to leave the Midbar, and you have to go into Eretz Canaan, and you have to make from Eretz Canaan Eretz Yisrael. You have to make over here such a place. You have to take Machdai Eretz Yisrael. You have to take such a place and make from it such an inyan of Eina Hashem Lekecha B'mereish Shana V'dachar Shana. You have to have Ibikaren Develt. So the Yid says, for sure, I'm devoted to the task that the Eibishter is telling me to do to make a dirib tachteinim. No problem. But you should know, ich bin a guter Yid, and I have a lot of milus, and I'm a Yid which is standing b'tachlis ha'ili, tachlis ha'madrega. And now, as a hider mitzvah, I'm going mechay lochoyl, I'm not just tumen mitzich, I'm going also to do a mechames mitzvah to be kevish Eretz Yisrael. I'm not just I'm being kevish main cities in Eretz Yisrael, no, like the mitzvah is, you have to be kevish kol Eretz Yisrael l'gvul Yisrael, kol Eretz Yisrael amur b'teira. I'm going, l'fnim mishir tzadin, I'm going beyond myself, I'm growing and I'm steiging more and more. Zakman dir, that before you go out to Mulchama, we're taking to you Shivrei Luchas. What's the message that we're giving to the Yetzia Mulchama? That the fact that you're going to a higher madrega, it's not the part that you're b'seder. And over then, you're going to a higher madrega as a yisrin, as a bonus, as l'fnim mishur tzadin. They're just like, why are the Luchas broken? The Luchas also could have said, I'm a finer Eid and I'm fine the way I am. I'm the Chmais Elikim. Now, why are the luchas broken? The luchas are broken because the luchas are telling you, you should know that I'm not satisfied with being on the lower madrega. I'm the higher madrega. I'm michtav elokim charus. That became a whole entity. And if not the higher madrega, and if not the ain't suffer, if it's not the ultimate, it's not the climax, binichnisht, I'm shivri luchas, I'm sebrachan lagamri. So what's the message for the yitzim l'melchama that they shouldn't, that you should think that I'm have one mile, I have one madrega, and I'm pushing myself to go right in another madrega. Nor yech michayel choyel at sheirah l'kim b'tziyin means that a yid is a yirah l'kim b'tziyin. A yid with Eibusha is one thing, a yid is dafkin tachas ha-shlemus. And why is he going medag l'dag? Because if it's not vibalt, that his mahus is the tachas ha-shlemus, the tachas ha-iskashas with Eibusha. So if he's not in that tachas ha-shlemus, and if he's not in that tachlis says kashrus with the Eibishter in his personal life or in the Miliya Kavana, if the Eibishter's Kavana wasn't Mismalu B'Shleimus, that's my Mahus. So if not that, there's nothing. So the Vart is just like when the Shivrei Luchas and Misasin Shal Tzadikim, the Dagish is not on the negative that it's nothing, that if I didn't, it's all or nothing, Chas V'Shalom. That's not the message here. The message over here is that a Yid has to realize that the Yitzhak Melchama and the Derech Zen in every Yid's personal life, that he has to realize that the going Mechayil El Chayil is not that you have one Maila and you're going to another Madrega. Your Mahus is the higher Madrega. You're actually all the Kimbitsi and you're one with the Eibishter. The Eibishter's Kavan has to be Mismal B'Shlemus. Norvadan, that has to go in stages, so you have to go Mechayil El Chayil. But if not the higher Madrega, you're going to the higher Madrega, not because it's an extra credit, it's a Yisrin, it's a bonus, it's a Lofnim Mishur Sadin. A Yid is Michtav Elikim. A Yid is Amunah Yid of Yavah. A Yid is Neshama. A Yid is Ein Sof. That's what a Yid is. And if not that, he has nothing. Vaharaya Shivri Luchas. That's the message, and that's the limit schus that the Shivrei Luchas give him. So therefore, davke tzadikim, not the isha yorei arach levav. The isha yorei arach levav doesn't have the first maila. He's not michtav elikim. He's not maisa elikim. He doesn't have a guf kodesh. Davke tzadikim. Davke the people that have no chsarin. Davke the people that are betachas hashleimus. And their yetzim l'mulchama. Zekm varein b'ris Hashem heil l'chifneim. What type of mulchama are you going on? You're not going on a mulchama that you're doing an extra credit. You're not doing a mulchama l'fnei mishur sadin. This mulchama, the tachas ha'ili, within your own iskashas of the Eibishter. And your tachas ha'ili in the maila, in being mamal the Eibishter's kavana l'gamri, to make kol Eretz Yisrael amur b'teira. That's davke tachas hashleimus. And if not the tachas hashleimus, there's no if not. That's our mahus, and that's who we are. And the mulchama is something which is, again, our etzem mitzvah.